Hello, welcome to Wombats and Music. This is your host, Harry Beyer. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7 and Saturdays at 1 from WEHC FM 90.7, your college and community station. Wombats and Music is my chance each week to play for you songs I love and to occasionally throw in a reading, a story, or just some thoughts. And I call those things, the non-musical things, Wombats. And I've got a wombat plan tonight. Tonight, I do not have a co-host, but I do have a friend in the studio. Those of you who know me well know that I have a pet wombat. He's a little stuffed animal. I've had him almost 24 years now. It'll be 24 years in March. And Fred is kind of like my familiar. You know, magic people have familiars. Fred is mine. Anyway, he wanted to come to the show today, and I said he could, so he's here. And I'm glad to have him with me. He can't talk, so he has to speak through me. If he has anything to say, I'm sure he'll let me know. Well, I've got some interesting songs tonight that I have. Some of them are new to me, and I especially like doing that. However, the first one, Time After Time by Cyndi Lauper, is what I call one of my all-time favorites. I have a lot of those, but this is up there near the top. I think the number one song in my list, it's kind of a mystical song. It isn't clear. Somewhere in the words, it gets through to me. So here's Cyndi Lauper with Time After Time.
Second-hand unwind.
If you're lost, you can look and you will find me. Time after time. If you fall, I will catch you, I'll be waiting. Time after time. If you're lost, you can look and you will find me. Time after time. If you fall, I will catch you, I'll be waiting.
I will catch you, I'll be where we wait.
Time After Time by Cyndi Lauper. Next up is a song I heard for the first time about two nights ago. I watched a movie, Wind River, got it from Redbox, and a really good movie, very intense, somewhat tragic, somewhat sad. If you don't like violence, you might not want to see this movie. There are a few violent scenes, but well done. And as the credits rolled at the end, this song came on. I'd never heard it before. It's called Feather by William Wilde. The words certainly aren't very clear. It's more symbolic, I suppose, and metaphorical. So I'll leave it to you to interpret it. But somehow it's just a beautiful song for me. So here is Feather by William Wilde.
Been traveling, flying on south again. How could it be? It seems as though a moment ago was reaping the seeds that I sowed. Now morning blows quickly through, afternoon follows suit. How am I to get these things done? Time stays when counted by days, illuminating ominous shade. Worry been breaking in, bringing me down, and counting all the times that I fall. When my time comes, I won't be counting it all. I feel all my filth when I look in your eyes, but it falls light as a feather on my back in the night. Man, you said meet me there. How do I get from here to where I belong? It ain't just like finding a sign to get home. It's building your house on the stone. Worry been breaking and bringing me down, and counting all the times that I fall. When my time comes, I won't be counting it all. I feel all my filth when I look in your eyes, but it falls light as a feather on my back end. Your house, it will cover you, but the rain still falls outside. Your light, it don't shine, 'cause it's hidden under a bed.
That was Feather by William Wilde. I've been thinking about what I do in these radio shows. Trying to explain to my co-hosts what I do is an interesting experience because I never thought about it much. But one thing is I'm trying to set up the songs. I'm trying to prepare you, the listener, to be open and ready to hear whatever you hear in the song. And this particular song, Feather, I just played, as I mentioned, the movie Wind River was pretty intense. When it was over, the viewer, me, needed some decompression, needed to unwind a little bit, and this song pops in. And I think, in a sense, it was perfect. The movie set me up where I needed something gentle and soft like this. And it's interesting how I think the artists who do this, it's not unconscious. I think they do it consciously. Well, next is a country rock song, Free and Easy, Down the Road I Go by Dierks Bentley. And I just like the way it makes me feel. I like this kind of music. So here we go with Dierks Bentley and Free and Easy, Down the Road I Go.
A sack of clothes, free and easy down the road I go. Hanging memories on the highline poles, free and easy down the road I go. Free and easy down the road I go. Up. Ragweed's rocking on the radio. Down the road I go. So I keep rolling like an old banjo. Free and easy down the road I go. Got the sun shining on me like a big spotlight. So I know everything is gonna be alright. Might blow. Free and easy down the road I go. Living life like a Sunday stroll. Free and easy down the road I go. Free and easy down the road I go. If you only get to go around one time, I'm gonna sit back and try to enjoy the ride. A million or wind up broke. Free and easy down the road I go. Can't take it with you when you go. So free and easy down the road I go. Someday I know it's gonna take me home. So free and easy down the road I go. Free and easy down the road I go.
Free and Easy Down the Road I Go by Dierks Bentley. Next up is Rocket Man by Elton John from 1972. And this was inspired by a short story written by William Bradbury in his collection of short stories called The Illustrated Man. And if you're a science fiction fan, if you haven't read The Illustrated Man, you should. It's got some great, great stories in it. I haven't read a lot of science fiction, but I did read that. And this interprets it. Basically, the Rocket Man is no longer a hero. He's just a worker. It's his job. So you get to hear what it's like to the Rocket Man being lonely, going off to Mars. He's out in space, and it's his job, and he's got to leave his family behind. This is what he has to tell us.
She packed my bags last night, pre-flight. 0 hour, 9 a.m. And I'm gonna be high as a kite by then. I miss the earth so much. I miss my wife. It's lonely out in space on such a timeless flight. Touchdown brings me round again to find I'm not the man they think I am at home. Oh no, 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 I'm a rocket man. Rocket man, burning out his fuse out there alone. And I think it's gonna be a long, long time till touchdown brings me round again. In fact, it's cold as hell, and there's no one there to raise them. If you did, and all the science I don't understand, it's just my job 5 days.
That was Rocket Man by Elton John. Next up is another new one to me, again from a TV series I was watching, and this came on, Carry Me Home by the Sweeplings. It's a intense harmony, country kind of style, almost Appalachian style, and I'm going to read you the words. It's a song you might want at your funeral or someone's funeral. Carry me home when the light in my eyes does fade. Carry me home when the shadow comes to take me away. Lay down my bones, knowing I'll be in a better place. Release my soul. Carry me home. Carry me home. There's no sorrow down in the ground. Carry me home. Don't you weep, for I am freedom bound. Lay down my bones. There is peace within the light I've found. Release my soul. Carry me home. Carry me home when the light in my eyes does fade. Carry me home when the shadow comes to take me away. Lay down my bones, knowing I'll be in a better place. Release my soul. Carry me home. So those are the words to the song, and here comes the song. It's a little different kind of arrangement, I guess is the best way to describe it.
Carry me home when the light in my eyes does fade. Carry me home when the shadow comes to take me away. Lay down my bones, knowing I'll be in a better place. Release my soul, carry me home. Carry me home, there's a sorrow down in the ground. Carry me home, don't you weep, for I am freedom bound. Lay down my bones, there is peace within the light I found. Release my soul.
That was Carry Me Home by the Sweeplings. Next up is country rock. This is Alison Krauss in Union Station doing Wild Bill Jones. My friend Andy Stokes was out a few months ago, and this is one of the songs he brought with him. I played it before on my show, but didn't really appreciate it. But when Andy played it, I listened closely, and it's really got some strong rhythm and some great stuff going on. So this is Wild Bill Jones.
Upon that Wild Bill Jones was walking and talking by my true lover's side, and I begged him to leave her alone.
That was Wild Bill Jones by Alison Krauss at Union Station. And it's time to take a break and tell you who we are and what we're doing. You're listening to Wombats and Music. This is your host, Harry Baia. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7 and Saturdays at 1 from WEHC at Emory and Henry College. We're FM 90.7, and you can pick us up streaming on the web at WEHCFM.com. That EHC is for Emory Henry College, so WEHCFM.com. And every night when I play the show, I sometimes throw in something called a wombat. And after the next song, which is a low technology song, I'm going to do a little technology discussion just for a couple of minutes, and that'll be the Wombat for tonight. But before that, we're going to have Scissors and Papers by Heather Berry and Tony Mabe. And there may be a guitar in here, but there's certainly a banjo, some wonderful banjo playing. And this is Heather Berry singing this song. And it's kind of a simple song. It's of a simple person who's very sincere. And I heard this a few years ago and just immediately jumped on to it. That was Scissors and Papers by Heather Berry and Tony Mabe. Well, now it's time for my little wombat. I'm a computer guy. I spent my entire career working with computers, and I currently am in a discussion with some friends. I won't name them because I haven't asked for permission, but about robots. And the topic came up of something that the friend mentioned was agency. I had to look it up in Wikipedia. He's using the term in a philosophical sense. It means something to do with autonomy, responsibility, and rights. When a robot has agency, it has the ability to act on its own, so to make decisions, and possibly to then be held responsible for its decisions. And this is a very new concept to me. I've worked with robots. I teach robot classes with Mindstorm robots and things, but I haven't ever worked with anything that was really autonomous. And the idea of these driverless cars came up, and he suggested that someday, perhaps in the near future, the cars may own themselves, and they will have some sort of autonomy, and they will have to insure themselves, and they'll be responsible. Well, that's a whole new world to me, and I'm thinking about it, and I thought I'd just share the idea with you. So what's happening is that robots are doing more and more of the tasks that humans have been doing. And the first question comes up is, what will humans do as robots do more and more of providing for our shelter and food and stuff like that? That's one question. But another question is, what happens as they gain some sort of independence? And my interest is in, will they ever become conscious? So that's my wombat for tonight, just a little discussion of robots. And now we're going on for more music. I mentioned my friend Andy was out, and he brought me Wild Bill Jones. He also brought me the next song, Heart of the Heartlands. I don't play a lot of instrumental songs on this show, but if it's good enough, and this one is, I'll play it. So the next song up is Heart of the Heartlands, and it's played on a mandolin, and the performing artist is Peter Ostrowsko. Peter Ostrowsko and Heart of the Heartland. Of the Heartland, played by Peter Ostrowsko. The next song is The Way You Look Tonight by Fred Astaire. The Way You Look Tonight's a popular song. I looked it up and everybody has sung it. Frank Sinatra, Michel Bublé, lots of famous artists have sung it. I heard this version, I think, on a TV series recently, Mildred Pierce. And this version is by Fred Astaire from 1936. And it was in a movie called Swing Time that year. Fred Astaire is best known for being a dancer. I didn't know he had songs. But I listened to some of the other versions of this, and I like this one best. It's just a gentle, very gentle, easy song. And also with some what I call pathos, some emotion. So this is Fred Astaire singing The Way You Look Tonight.
When the world is cold, I will feel a glow just thinking of you and the way you look tonight. Oh, but you're lovely, with your smile so warm and your cheeks so soft. There is nothing for me but to love you just the way you look tonight. With each word your tenderness grows, tearing my fear apart. Touches my foolish heart. Lovely, never, never change. Keep that breathless charm. Won't you please arrange it? 'Cause I love you just the way you look tonight.
Just the Way You Look Tonight, sung by Fred Astaire. Well, the next song is interesting for two reasons. One is, it is an instrumental. It's kind of a classical sounding piece. It's called Fanfare for the Common Man by Emerson, Lake, and Palmer. Emerson, Lake, and Palmer did a lot of innovative things. This one sounds like a classical orchestra. But here's the thing I like about it especially, aside from the fact I just like the sound of it. Most things that are impressive, like in the way this one is, are for kings and queens and generals and presidents. They're majestic. It's called Fanfare for the Common Man. So it's like it recognizes that the common man deserves the same kind of recognition, the same kind of musical tribute as any king or queen. And that's sort of the American point of view and sort of my point of view. So this song expresses that in a way. So here is Fanfare for the Common Man by Emerson, Lake, and Palmer. that was Fanfare for the Common Man by Emerson, Lake, and Palmer. And I had no idea when I started it that it's 9 minutes long. Wow. So I gave you about 5 minutes of it. Wonderful stuff. I've got too many songs to play to give one song 9 minutes. I hate to be mean to Emerson, Lake, and Palmer, but sorry, guys. Moving on to a 1958 song, which I remember very well. This is Lollipop by the Cordettes. And just the harmonies were great, and it's a fun song to sing. So I bring you a Lollipop by the Cordettes from 1958.
Lollipop, lollipop, oh, lolly, 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 lollipop, lollipop, oh, lolly, 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 lollipop, lollipop, oh, lolly, 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 lollipop.
Boom, 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 boom.
Lollipop, lollipop, oh, lolly, 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 lollipop, lollipop, oh, lolly, 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 lollipop, lollipop, oh, lolly, 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 lollipop.
Boom, boom.
That was Lollipop by the Cordettes. And now the last song of the evening is Mountain Song by the Gibson Brothers.
Hey now, gonna go up to the mountain. Hey now, for to find a little peace. Hey now, gonna go up to the mountain for to find a little peace, for to find a little peace. Well, hey now, looking over the valley. Hey now, what beauties I'll see. I'll see. Ooh.
That was Mountain Song by the Gibson Brothers. I mentioned earlier that I have my friend tonight, Fred. That's P-H-R-E-D, Fred, my little platypus. And I just asked him if he had any comments on the show, and he did say that, Harry, you talk a lot. And I say, Fred, you think I talk way too much? He says, just a little too much. Back it off a little. So, by the way, you needn't worry about me being senile. It's not a senility problem. It's a sanity problem, me and Fred. So it's really a different issue. But we're now approaching the end of the show, and you've been listening to Wombats and Music with your host, Harry Baia, and his friend Fred, the platypus. It's my opportunity to play songs I love and occasionally put in a wombat or a platypus. And now it's time to tell you goodbye and to ask you to join me what I ask you every week. And I ask you to join me in celebrating something. And what I ask you to join me in celebrating is just being alive at all. And the way I put that is, here we go. Please join me in celebrating most joyously our being here at all. Goodbye.